Hi, Homer. It's Archer. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine, Archer. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Do you have some time to chit chat?
Certainly, sir.
So, how are you? We haven't talked to you for a while.
Well, I am enjoying the beautiful fall Arizona weather.
And what's it like?
It's in the upper 70s, I think, during the day, and at night it gets down to the 50s.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah. It's like summer in Michigan.
Yeah, we're having actually very chilly weather. It's in the 40s at night, and this week it's been like in the mid to high 50s during the day.
Oh, my God, you could get frostbite or hypothermia or both.
I know. Actually, I like the cold weather, so.
Yeah, because you are kind of a sweataholic, if I remember correctly.
I am. I sweat a lot.
I remember walking down the mall with you this summer, and it was like, I couldn't believe that someone could sweat that much.
I do. And remember when we went to the concert at Wolf Trap? I was totally drenched.
I know. Well, if you ever come visit me in the summer, you'll be in pretty bad shape, I think.
I know. I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons I keep from coming out there is because of the heat.
Well, if you come anywhere between October and April, it's nice.
I'll have to remember that. So let me ask you, what do you think about the New Jersey Supreme Court ruling?
Well, at first I was a little bit confused about it. One of the blogs that I read is a guy named Tin Man, mm-hmm. and he used to be a lawyer in New Jersey, so he wrote quite an extensive commentary about it. And it wasn't clear to me whether the legislature could go and I'm just got my car and hear the beep beep beep.
I do hear it.
Whether the New Jersey legislature would go and pass some law, basically banning gay marriage. But according to him, that they aren't going to do that, and the most likely thing is that they'll have some civil union type of law.
They won't call it marriage, you mean?
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I just could give a fuck about what religious conservatives whine about. Oh, marriage, this, marriage, that. They're a bunch of fucking flakes.
And, you know, did you hear the statistics that less and less straight couples are actually getting married?
Yeah.
So they need to quit complaining about it and let us get married.
Well, yeah, I mean, someone's got to, like, support the wedding industry. I mean, the bride magazine companies are going to go out of business.
Until there's a gay bride magazine.
Oh, my God. Well, it would be, like, lesbian bride, gay groom. Although it's kind of weird, lesbian weddings oftentimes, this is a stereotype, like, there's one woman will show up in a tuxedo and one in a wedding dress. You generally don't have, like, gay guys doing sort of the wedding drag stuff. It's always, like, tuxedos or something.
Well, because usually there's at least one really butch lesbian who dresses like a man most of the time anyway, right?
Well, I just don't know. I mean, I think it really varies. I think lesbians, just like gay people, are a really varied group of people. Because I can think of, like, gay guys that I know that are, like, lumberjacks, and then other gay guys that I know that are, like, people call them flamers, but I think they're just expressing themselves in a different way.
That's a nice way to call them queens.
Yeah, so this New Jersey thing, I mean, what was interesting about it was that basically all seven of the judges were for some form of gay marriage. The three that dissented actually dissented because they wanted it just to be gay marriage instead of this civil union concept that was likely to take place.
Wow, so all seven were really for it.
Yeah, the three that were dissenting were basically saying outright that they should just make it law and forget about going back to the state house.
Wow.
So yeah, and of those seven, I think three or four were put on the Supreme Court by Christy Todd Whitman when she was governor, and she, of course, was a conservative Republican.
Oh my gosh, that's surprising right there.
Yeah, well, you know, if the way your constitution is set up, you can't get around it. My blogger buddy Tin Man also says that New Jersey is one of the states that does not have a referendum type thing. The citizens can put things on the ballot. The state legislature has to put it on the ballot. So that's why it's unlikely that the citizens will put something, or they can't basically do a petition drive and put something on the ballot.
Well, that's pretty cool, too. Well, now, with this ruling in New Jersey, do you think that any other states will follow suit and, you know, adopt the same kind of language in their laws or whatever?
Well, my understanding is that Elliot Spitzer, who is going to be the next governor of New York, has said that he thinks that gay people should be allowed to get married in New York State, and that he'll push for that as governor. So
it sounds like the Northeast will be the area for gays to get married.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like a bi-coastal thing. Eventually, California will come around, and maybe the state of Washington, we'll see. I also think that the gay thing has become less of an issue nowadays. It wore out its welcome, basically. Here in the state of Arizona, we're voting on a Proposition 107, which would ban all civil unions and domestic partnerships.
For straights and gays?
Yep, everybody. And all, it's like modeled after Virginia and Ohio's laws, which have basically been then used to, you know, prevent gay people from writing wills to each other and that sort of thing.
Right,
The last poll they did showed that it was actually losing 48% to 41%. Whether those, you know, whether that poll is accurate or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's a good sign that it's not, you know, behind.
Well, we'll be changing our constitution here come November 7th in Virginia.
To the anti-gay crap.
Yes, and civil unions for straight people.
It's just a bunch of bullshit. I mean, I really think that if they want to, people are so concerned about preserving traditional marriage, they need to work on the straight marriage first and, prevent divorce, basically. I mean,
exactly.
It's not the case that they're getting all the divorces.
Why don't they ban divorce?
Well, but the problem is that if you look at the places with the highest divorce rates, it's places with in the South, conservative Republican states, and also the Baptists are the religion with the highest divorce rate.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's true. I swear it.
It's amazing. Well, now, so you just mentioned that the whole gay marriage thing is not on the mainstream or whatever in terms of politics. So you don't think this ruling is going to have an effect on the elections come November 7th?
Very minimal. I think the people are much more concerned by the fact that over, I think it's 97 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq so far this month. That to them, you know, those are people with faces and families. Whereas this whole gay marriage thing, it's just like people are tired of it. I mean, I'm tired of it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. It doesn't affect most people in any real form. But everyone sees the pictures of these kids that are dead, and, you know, every time somebody dies in the state of Arizona in the war, there's a profile of them on the front page of the paper.
Yeah. So Iraq is really hitting local politics more than the national, would you say?
I think so. Here in Arizona, this sort of anti-Republican feeling is grown, and we have 9 congressional districts, I think, 8 or 9, I think. And of those, 7 have typically been Republican and 2 have been Democrat. And 3 of the 7 Republican districts are actually considered competitive with Democrats this year, including 2 held by incumbents.
Wow.
So, and one of the 3 that's going to actually be Democratic, there's no doubt about that. So we'll, the one replacing Jim Colby, the gay Republican, is going to be a woman Democrat. Gabrielle Gifford.
Oh, that's good. Now, this is, you're talking national seats, right? I mean, congressional seats,
yep.
Right? Yeah. So then really, do you think overall, looking at the congressional races of all the states, not just Arizona, that there's going to be a huge change come November 7th for Congress?
I am very optimistic, but, you know, I also thought that John Kerry was going to win the 2004 presidency. So who knows? I mean, maybe Carroll's got some fancy schmancy little thing up his sleeve yet.
Yeah, it's called Diebold's voting system.
Well, I thought for sure that they had Osama bin Laden's body in a freezer somewhere.
that they'll be pulling out any day now?
Yeah. But I think, because Karl Rove has been talking about some October surprise stuff, and I think what he was actually talking about was that George Bush was going to be gobsmacking his dumb mouth about Iraq, and that everyone was going to be like, oh yeah, we have to keep Iraq because of the terrorism shit and all that, and people are just sick of it.
Well, the pressure from that has been that he's changing his strategy in Iraq. Well, he won't admit to it, but I think that's ultimately what's going to happen.
Well, they're going to have to do something. I mean, it's not like we have infinite amounts of money to waste on that dumb war.
Exactly. We don't have the $2 billion a week they're currently spending.
I know. I mean, I don't have that much money.
I don't have any money. Although I did win.
Me neither.
I did win $3 in the lottery today.
Oh, my God. I don't spend it all in one spot.
I bought it. I reinvested it, actually, and bought tickets for tomorrow night's lottery.
Somebody here in Tucson won the $200 million Powerball last week, but hasn't come forward yet to claim the prize.
Well, then it's probably a group of people, probably.
I knew that because the reporter that did a story on that did a story on me this week, so.
Oh, that's right. What was that story on you about?
There had been an article in the paper about another archaeology project that's going to be taking place, and the reporter called up and wanted to do a story on the archaeology of downtown Tucson. And since I'm the expert on that, she was referred to me. And so I did it. It actually turned out to be a nice little story, although it really didn't say a whole lot other than there's a lot of stuff hiding downtown under the ground. But she was so peppy and happy to talk with me. It was amazing.
Well, that's cool. Now, was that on TV or in the newspaper?
It's on TV. If you go to my website and scroll down, you can see the link to the actual, you can watch it on the internet.
Oh, cool. And that would be homersworld.blogspot.com.
Certainly, sir. Do you watch much stuff on YouTube?
I posted one today on my blog from YouTube showing how stupid President Bush is.
Oh, I've been watching like old music videos.
God, you and the boyfriend would get along well.
I'm going to post a link to the Mamas and Papas video from 1966. And one of the male singers is adorable. I never realized how cute he was.
Well, but if it's from 1966, he's either dead or, like, 80 years old.
No, I checked Wikipedia, and the guy whose name is Denny Daugherty is only 66.
Oh.
So he aged all right. Not someone I want to go date, but, yeah.
Oh.
But he was amazingly cute in the video.
Well, I'll have to check that out when you post it on your blog.
And plus, it's the video is totally ridiculous. Like halfway through the song, all of a sudden there's like these go-go dancers appear, and you can tell the Mamas and Papas people are just like rolling their eyes with these go-go dancers who are dancing inside of old-fashioned bathtubs.
Oh God, that is weird.
Yeah, I wish people danced like that, like go-go dancers now. I mean, if you watch them, it's just like so ludicrous.
Well, if you watch my boyfriend dance, he dances like that.
Really?
Yes.
You need to do a video post of your boyfriend dancing.
Well, I'll have to get him to do that for me sometime, but he is so stuck in the 60s. He watches the Diana Ross videos on YouTube all the time.
Oh, you know what? I hate to say this, but Diana Ross does nothing for me.
Oh, he loves her.
I find her, the Supremes music, I used to like it, but then I listen to it now, and it just... It's whiny sounding, and it all sounds alike to me.
Well, he loves it.
Well, he's wrong. He's a traitor. He's either with me or he's against me.
Well, then he would probably be against you right now. So now,
So go ahead,
I was going to say
ask a question.
Saturday night, we have fall back, and you get an extra hour of sleep or an extra hour of something. What are you going to do with your extra hour?
Well, Saturday night, I'm going to the big Halloween costume party here in Tucson.
Oh,
So it'll
my.
give me an extra hour of partying.
Now, tell us what your costume's going to be.
This year, I'm going as a mummy.
And how are you going to
And,
create that?
okay, well, I went to the cloth store and I bought 2.5 yards of white cloth and cut it up in strips. And I actually realize now I need to get more white cloth because 2.5 yards is not enough to adequately cover your bits. And
Especially your bits.
well, thank you. And I'm going to have a pair of khaki shorts and a t-shirt on, and then basically pin the fabric on with safety pins because I can't figure out how else to do it, and then wrap it around, and it's going to be kind of hanging loosely off the bottom so that my lower legs and lower arms aren't covered. And then
Right.
I'm going to have white and black makeup to make my face look kind of scary looking.
Like death warmed over.
Yes. And my friends Patrick and Brady, who I'm going with, Patrick is also going to be a mummy. And Brady is going as a zombie, kind of recycling parts of my costume from last year.
Oh, very good. Now,
So,
is this a charity event? Because I think last year, didn't you go to some charity event for Halloween?
last year my German cousins were in town, so I took them to this party. They didn't know I was a faggot before we went to this party, but they rapidly discovered
Oh,
that I was.
I think I remember that.
Or my new friend, I like to use the word fagmo. I'm a fagmo.
Now, are you going to be going with a date? Do you have a date for this, or just with Patrick and
No,
Brady?
this party is a good party to meet dates.
Oh.
I've been to it 3 years in a row, and I got dates out of 2 of the 3 years, so.
So you have a good track record.
Yeah, so last year I didn't because I was with my German cousins, but this year I fully intend to at least kiss a zombie or a vampire or a space alien.
Very cool. Well, so then on the actual day of Halloween, what are you going to do on that day?
I generally sit at home and hand out candy to the little kids. In my neighborhood, I get lots and lots of trick-or-treaters. So I generally have to buy about $30 worth of candy. And I hand out nice, like, little miniature chocolate bars because
Oh,
the kids in my
yum.
neighborhood are generally, they're poor, and a lot of poor kids come through. And I remember as a little child, that was, Halloween was one of the 3 or 4 times a year that we got candy. And I always look forward to the people that handed out nice candy.
Yeah, same here. That was about one of the few times we got lots of candy too. I heard on The View today that, or yesterday, I can't remember which day it was, that Rosie O'Donnell hands out full size candy bars that she gets at like the Price Club.
I remember once going to somebody's house when I was probably like 13, right towards the end of my trick-or-treating days, and the guy handed out big block candy bars, and he liked the enormous ones because he lived out
Gosh.
in the middle of nowhere, and truly said if people were going to come to my house trick-or-treating, then they deserved the very best.
Very true.
Yeah.
Will you go trick-or-treating at all, or are you just going to hand out?
I'm just going to hand out. I'm a little bit on the old side to be trick-or-treating.
Oh. I'm going to make
Next,
my
and then,
I was
go
going to
ahead.
say, I'm going to make my students at school bring me candy the next day.
Oh, you always do that, but don't you get like the sort of the reject candy that nobody likes?
No, I tell them, I say, if you're going to bring me a candy bar, it has to be like Snickers, Milky Way, Three Musketeers, Clark Bar, Zagnut, one of
Think fruit
those.
flavor, right? You don't want
Nothing
like
fruit
peeling.
flavored.
Yeah. Because hell no, you don't want to. What about vegetable flavored candy? What, candy corn?
But that doesn't taste like corn. I love candy corn.
Candy corn tastes exactly like corn. You just haven't been eating the right corn.
I have not had any candy corn yet this year. I'm going to have to get some this weekend.
They make it with gelatin, so I don't eat it.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's right,
Yeah, pretty baggage.
because you're a vegetarian, right?
Yes, I don't eat ground up cow bits.
Oh.
Yeah, they make gelatin out of cow penises. Didn't you know that?
Oh, you're lying. What do they really make it out of?
Cows don't have penises. Bulls do.
You're so funny. But what is gelatin made out of? Bone?
Yeah, it's made of the bone, and I'm not sure exactly what the process of making it is. I'm sure they say it on Wikipedia, but it's, like when you open up a ham and there's that jelly type stuff.
Oh, gross.
That's basically what gelatin is. It's just disgusting. It's, I guess, collagen,
Oh,
It's the stuff they make fingernails out of.
it's nasty.
Hair.
Well, let's get back to talking about candy. What's your favorite kind of candy?
Oh, I like Crunch bars. I like dark chocolate. Those are my two favorite, I think. I'm not a big fan of other kinds of candy. I like chocolate. I'm sort of a purist.
And like just plain chocolate, or can it have like caramel and nuts and stuff like that?
Well, I like, yeah, I don't like really elaborate candy bars. And I really dislike mixing peanut butter and chocolate together. Ugh,
So
that's
you don't like
disgusting.
Reese's?
No, I will eat one if I absolutely have to, but if given a choice, I would. I actually really like bitter baking chocolate's a really good one.
Oh, see, now the boyfriend would like that too, but he would like it with a really heavy red wine.
Oh, I'm not a huge wine drinker
Well, now
myself. I prefer to do injection drugs instead.
when you were here before, we took you on some wine tasting, so I guess you didn't keep up your wine tasting when you went back home.
No, last night I enjoyed a florid wine with distinct oak aftertastes.
What?
No, I was making up some. I was trying to make up a little description of some wine, but I admitted this to somebody else on their blog that basically all red wines taste alike to me.
Oh, they do not.
They do.
That's
Maybe if
terrible.
you lined up three different types, I could tell you, like, oh, this one tastes a little bit better, but generally, I guess, this is horrible to admit, but I guess it's not important. I actually admitted that to the boss. I was somewhere with my boss, and we were talking about it. He was horrified when I said that, and I said, well, I have these two friends in Virginia that actually have a wine blog, and then he said, oh, yeah, your friend Archer, right? Oh,
I'm sure he didn't. Well, but now I would think that we would be able to select three different red wines that you would definitely say, okay, this one is different from that one. You may not be able
well,
to
they're
describe the
different,
differences.
but I wouldn't say that, one was all that much more greater than the other,
Right, okay. Well,
Yeah.
that's right, 'cause
And
you go
I'm
ahead.
more of a beer person anyway. Beer, or I like my gin and tonics.
That's what I was just going to ask. You're a gin and tonic man, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you
Have you
be
ever had a gin and tonic?
probably years ago, but I don't drink, regular or whatever hard alcohol anymore because I just don't like it. It's too strong.
Oh,
But
that's
now
kind of funny to see you get really tipsy on hard liquor. I laugh.
I laugh when I smoke pot, but I don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, because you're into the injection drugs, that's right.
That's right, injection drugs. You know what? That reminds me. This is starting yesterday was what's called Red Ribbon Week, where all the kids at school wear these red ribbons, and it's supposed to show that they are dedicated to a drug-free lifestyle.
Oh, God.
I know.
What a
So,
crock of shit.
so I w we they gave us these stickers for the primary grades, and I was wearing this sticker that said, I'm drug free or whatever, something like that. So I was going around all day today talking to other teachers saying, I'm all for free drugs instead of drug free. They were all laughing and thought it was funny.
I did that whole thing when I was in grade school. It was called DARE or something.
Yes, it
And
was.
it did not do the least bit of good. Little kids, of course, they're going to say, oh, I'm not going to give you drugs. But when they get to the teenage years, they're like, I'll do anything I fucking want. And if it
Exactly.
makes my my elders angry at me, so that's even better.
Exactly. It's pretty much a useless program, but anyway. Well, listen,
yeah, I
Homer.
Mean,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it didn't stop me from doing what few drugs I've actually done. And I personally feel that drugs should be legalized and taxed out of existence, but, you know.
Well, that's actually a good idea. Isn't there an initiative on the Nevada ballot about legalizing marijuana to a 1 ounce
yes.
or something like that?
There's one in Nevada and I think one in Colorado. And our federal tax dollars are going to try to, of course, because the Bush government doesn't want people to have their own free will. They're trying to can those two things.
But once they make it a government tax thing, that will pretty much put the drug dealers out of business and raise some revenue.
Well, certainly, and it would also make sure, you know, I mean, I don't believe in legalizing all things, but I think marijuana is certainly fine. It'll, you know, you standardize it, like, okay, this is a pot cigarette and it has this much pot in it and all that.
Exactly. Well, on that note, I think we need to end this podcast, so...
I didn't get to hear what costume you're wearing for Halloween.
Oh, that's true. Let me tell you. Well, the boyfriend and I are going to a winery for a Halloween party Saturday night. And the costumes are, well, I'm going to be the same thing I was last year, a pirate. I'm actually going to wear the exact same costume. But the boyfriend is going
really
to be.
Very creative of you.
I know, very creative. The boyfriend is going to be. Like an Olympic equestrian.
Oh.
He's got, you know, horse riding pants and the helmet and, you know, the whole deal. So he'll look like an equestrian.
Wow. And then I guess you'll be the horse.
I'm sure at some point this weekend I will be.
Don't take his boots off before he messes around, because I remember last time he got that horrible bruise.
I know, seriously, but sometimes we like to keep the boots on. Okay, now seriously on that note.
Well, I hope your viewers have enjoyed listening to me talk on your ordinary quirkcast, the only ordinary quirkcast on the internet.
They definitely love hearing you on the podcast. I always get great comments when you're on. So.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, hang on a second. I will end the show, and you can say goodbye with me, okay?
Okay.
All right, boys and girls, I hope you have a great weekend. Don't forget to turn your clocks back on Saturday night and get your extra hour of playtime. So have a great weekend, and until next time, bye. Say goodbye, Homer.
Goodbye, Homer.
Okay, goodbye, boys and girls. All right, thanks, Homer.
Why? What are you up to besides, yeah, I came home. I have to come home early today because you called me and I was tired of sitting at my desk writing garbage. So.
Oh, I could have called you later.
No, you saved me.
Oh, good. Okay, good. No, I'm not doing much. I was just cleaning my house and I've got laundry going and, you know.
Oh, my God, I just petted Molly and she farted.
Oh, we forgot to talk about your pets.
God. Last day I was in a bad mood and I was eating my dinner salad and she was standing right next to me and all of a sudden the most god-awful stench. I looked at her and I said, what the fuck are you doing? And then I went and sat at my desk to finish the salad and then she came walking in and made another big old toot. I heard that one.
Your dogs and cats farting, too funny. Oh, gosh.